Speak to my heart, Holy Spirit. Give me the words that will bring new life. Words on the wings of the morning, the dark night will fade away.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We got to learn to get over. We've got to learn to get over. And that thing that we've been teaching and speaking on and trying to minister, you know, speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, making melody in your heart as unto the Lord. Amen. Right back here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16, rejoice evermore. If you got a bad day that you don't rejoice in, you won't come out of it. If you got a storm that you can't give thanks in, it will never end. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. Because that situation you're going through, that situation, whatever it may be, that mountain, whatever it is, somebody say, it is. The will of God. Is it the will of God for you to go under? No, it's the will of God for you to go through. You know, somebody said, well, I got all these problems. It's the will of God for those problems to come, for you to learn, hey, that it don't mean a thing and you can overcome. What are you saying, Pastor? Are you saying that we're supposed to be afflicted and tormented? No, stuff comes, but it's the will of God for you to learn to get over it. Amen? That you learn that no weapon formed against you will ever be able to prosper. Until people start to get ugly, you don't know how beautiful God is. Until people start to get real bad, you just don't know how good God is. They said, listen, if it wasn't for the bad days, hallelujah, we wouldn't know about those good days. Amen? Amen. Be grateful. Be grateful. I'm feeling good tonight, people. Amen. Oh, I got the victory. See, that is the victory. Amen? See, the victory is not the outcome of the situation. We know we already won in that. Amen. Amen. See, the victory is not when the problem's over and the sins and things over and the devil's nailed in the coffin. That's not the victory. Amen. Amen. The victory is when he can be bad and yet you can still say, thank you, Jesus. Don't affect me. It don't mean nothing. Hallelujah. That you know that nothing in this world, nothing will be able to separate you from the love of God. No matter what comes, no matter what happened, everything's all right. Because God is always on the throne. Hallelujah! That's the victory. Thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah! Do you have the victory? Why aren't you upset? Brother, I got the victory. Why aren't you despondent or distressed? Whatever it is, I found out I've got the victory. Listen, if you've got Jesus, you're going to have the victory. If you've got God, you're going to have the victory. Listen, when you know that you've got the victory, you're able to give thanks to God. You're able to praise God. You're able to worship God. They taught us, listen, you don't have to wait for the battle to be over. You can shout now because you know in the end you're going to win. Praise God. I don't have to wait to get money in the bank to shout for Jesus. I know everything's going to be all right. Amen. If God is on the throne, it's the best day. Amen. If God is on the throne, his will manifest. Hallelujah. That's faith. Look at somebody and say, no fear. God's about to do a great thing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. We're so worried about getting out of it. We're so worried about getting out of it. Amen. You know when you get out of it, when you think you can be there forever. We're so quick to run from our problem because we think that once we get out of our problem, once we get out of our situation, our heart will feel better. Our nerves will stop to shake it. No, because there'll be another problem tomorrow. You got to learn to have the victory in the midst of the storm. Everybody say peace in the midst of a storm. And you find out it ain't no storm at all. Glory to God. When you get your peace, you figure out it ain't nothing but a thing. I can handle it if I got God. Amen. Amen. If I've got the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I know God's always on the throne. Praise God. I've made it through the storm, through the wind, through the fire and the rain. Hallelujah. Listen, if I've come this far, you think I'm going to turn around now? You have no idea what I've come through. You have no idea what the Lord has done for me. Hallelujah. You can't even match up to the battles I've overcome. Somebody say hallelujah to the victory that God's won. Hallelujah. I walked through greater storms than this as a 9-year-old boy. Hallelujah. God is faithful. And God is good. And somebody says, you must be really going through something. Not anymore. Hallelujah. You must be really dealing with something. Not anymore. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm not going through a thing. I've got the victory in Christ Jesus. I just overcome. Glory to God. I come out better than what I went in the thing. Hallelujah. I've come out with greater faith, greater confidence, greater boldness in God. Hallelujah. New strength, new joy, new determination. Can handle anything. Amen. And can believe God to do anything. And I'm going to trust him and he's going to perform. Where did I get it? In the midst of a storm. Somebody say hallelujah. Where did faith come? Amen. When you saw the result? Absolutely not. When I heard his voice, when he taps you on the phone, say, hey, don't worry about a thing. It's going to be all right. Somebody say hallelujah. Yeah, come on. Hallelujah. New joy, new strength, new love he gives you every day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you embrace his love, amen, you embrace his pain, you go through, you'll be able to get through. You got to learn. Listen, if you learn to go through, you'll learn to get through. See, you got to learn to go through stuff. Amen. You learn to go through stuff, you'll be able to get through the heaven. Glory to God. I found out he's faithful, he's true, and everything's all right. But I know without a shadow of a doubt, if God be for you, who, what, could be ever against you? Who going to take that revelation from you? Who going to take that thing from you if you believe in God? I figured out this joy I got, ain't nobody give it to me. God gave it to me. They didn't give it, they can't take it away. That's what gets the devil real mad. Hallelujah. Boy, you should have been worn out. No, I come out fired up. Hallelujah. Woo, I'm excited about Jesus. I'm excited about life. I'm excited about what God's about to do. I'm excited about the new day. Some say rejoice. I get to see him do some things over again. See, God will never let you go into anything blind. Why am I getting over right now? Because I pay attention in church. We've had a storm this week. You have no idea the amount of storms that we've been through this week. I mean, it's just been amazing. I mean, it had to be the devil because nobody was in cahoots together, you know? I mean, major things, you know? Just major junk. But God was faithful and is faithful. When the battle's the worst, victory's closest. Just before daybreak, it's darkest. Had a vision. I usually don't dream, but I had a dream last night. We were going through some things, really concerned about the body and different things, and praying and thinking about God. Had a dream. It was so real. It was so real. Hallelujah. And it's going to manifest. And this is what's going to happen. We have to get ready, but we're not going to be ready. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God. Somebody says, but he's still on the throne, and that's all right. Amen. Hallelujah. We've been trying for 5 years to get ready for what God's going to do. Hallelujah. I mean, ever trying to find leaders, trying to find people to get them where they need to be so God can do what he wants to do. Holy Ghost told me, don't worry about it. I'm going to do it anyhow. Ready or not, here I come. Usher or not, here I come. Catcher or not, here I come. Children's work helper or not, here I come. Glory to God. Oh, I'm about to say something else, but I'm going to leave it alone. Hallelujah. You ain't going to Moshana high. So we just need to do this. Everything's all right. Hallelujah. Don't try to kill nobody. They might just rise again. Don't try to kill nobody's flesh. Amen. You might provoke something on the inside called the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The only thing you can provoke is what needs to die. Whatever gets uptight, whatever gets angry is the thing that needs to die. Yemanosa. Now listen, in everything, someone say in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning, this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And I'm not just talking about for you just to give thanks. You got to learn that you're on God, that you're in God's plan. See, a lot of times when stuff goes on, you want to question, is this God? You know, we taught suffering, you know. If God was in this, or if this was, everything was okay, why am I going through this? Why am I still feeling this pain? When are things ever going to get better? Maybe he'll be there tomorrow, whatever else it is, and you just don't understand. So say, give thanks. Yeah, you're in his will. He loves you. He cares about you. Hallelujah. Am I going to be going through this forever? Absolutely not. Hallelujah. This is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. Amen. Quench, some say quench, quench. Not the Spirit. I think we're going on to 19, 20, and 21. 19, 20, and 21 of 1 Thessalonians. Let's go back to 15. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow. Everything's not going to be perfect, but ever follow that which is good. See, that's all the devil wants. That's all that mess is meant to do in your life. That's all those distractions are. Whatever you're feeling, whatever that's come negative in your life, whatever's meant to do you in, it's meant to distract you from pressing. That's why they call it, that's why some of the devil's manifestations are called depressed. That means stop pressing. Everybody say depressed. Say, a lot of you depressed and don't even know it. If you're not pressing on to that which is good in your life, the will of God in your life, oh, I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I feel in a different place. It is a new day. Hallelujah. Don't be depressed. Just press. Press toward that which is good. That's what the devil gets mad about. Don't be weary in doing well, for in due season you will reap if you faint not. People are trying to get you distracted from the press. The devil wants to get you to stop pressing. If he can do anything, it's just to get you to stop. Well, you're this, you're that. Well, I'm going to be this, but pressing. Hallelujah. You're ugly. Well, I'm going to be ugly and pressing. You're mean. I'm going to be mean and pressing. Whatever it is, I'm going to press. See, whatever God wants me to be, I'll be it as I'm pressing. I will not stop pressing. And don't you stop either. Well, you're not good enough to press. Yes, you are. Keep on pressing. So say, don't stop.
Don't stop.
When the devil tries to depress you, he's tired of being pressed. When we press toward God, we pressure the devil. You know, see, the devil was feeling real pressured when people press toward what they know and they get crazy enough to get focused on the will of God in their life, focused on the dream of God in their life, focused on the vision of God for their life, and they go for it with everything they've got. When they start to press, when you press into the things of God, you pressure the devil. So don't get upset when he starts to scream, holler, whine, and control, and complain, and carry on. He's just under pressure. When he gets under pressure, you get in peace. Somebody say, press.
Press.
Put the pressure on him. As long as you're depressed, he's free to do whatever he wants to. Keep pressing. Somebody say, keep pressing on.
Pressing.
Don't let anything stop you. That word press means to flee. Everybody say persecution.
Persecution.
In persecution, press. Persecution and press go together. Do you know another word for press is called persecution? This Greek word for press, D-I-O-K-O, dioko, everybody say dioko or dioko, means to press. In certain words, it means to suffer. Think about this, church. Suffer, pursue, flee, persecute, press toward, or be given to. Press toward that which is good. As fear is the opposite to faith, fear is perverted faith. Listen, persecution is perverted press. When persecution comes, it is only meant to come your way to get you to stop pressing, to get you to stop pursuing. Look at somebody and say, I'll never stop pursuing God, His will, His plan, His purpose. And you can't make me. There's nobody that can make you stop pressing. There's nobody in the world could ever get you to stop pressing for God. Yes. Render not evil. Some say don't be distracted with evil, but ever follow. And that word follow, listen, that word follow could also mean, that word follow also means to press. But press toward. Somebody say, I press toward the high call. You know, Paul said that. Listen, this is the same word. I press to that which is good. So if you're going to be doing that, you got to get into some other things here. And as you're pressing, some say, as I'm pressing, I'm going to be in joy. And joy is just not being happy. You got to learn to rejoice. Rejoice and joy are two different things. You hear what I'm saying? Rejoice is not forgetting the good things that God did for you. Amen. When you heard me playing that long time, I was rejoicing. I was a kid and we didn't have a lot of money when I was a kid. You know, I always wanted a keyboard, a piano, or whatever else it was. We just could not afford it. You know, we left the piano at the other house, amen, with everything, amen, and could not afford it. So I'd go in the bathroom and shut the bathroom door and put water in the bathtub and bang the water. That was my piano. I was just letting the devil know, I ain't playing no water no more, devil. I forgot. Now I got a chord. Hallelujah. God was just saying, and listen, don't you remember you were playing water? See, some of y'all say, well, it ain't nothing. He's just playing a keyboard. You don't know. If you learn to rejoice, you'd figure out some stuff. You know, He makes those simple things that you're able to accomplish. Those things, He reminds you just where you are. Hallelujah, about where you come from. Somebody say, press. That's called rejoice. Somebody say, hallelujah. That means, listen, you getting up there complaining about your clothes or your outfit or whatever else. Rejoice means, hey, you remember you didn't have those shoes. Somebody say, rejoice. Think about where God's brought you. Think about what God's done. Ain't nobody in here that God hadn't done something good for. You're all better off. Somebody say, rejoice. If He did it, then He'll do it again. Are y'all ready for what God wants to do in your life? Now listen, if you're going to rejoice and pray without ceasing and everything, give thanks. Now, this is the one you need to get into right now. This is where a lot of people are going to mess up. In the corporate anointing, everybody say, quench not the Spirit. Say it one more time. Quench not the Spirit. Let me tell you something. Look around this room. Where is everybody at? So say, give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you. God took care of verse 19. Somebody say hallelujah. Not by might nor by power, says the Lord, but by my Spirit. God will get people out of your life that will quench that Spirit. Hallelujah, because it's the Spirit's going to do the job. Somebody say hallelujah. See, you got to look beyond stuff and wipe the tears from your eyes. God's got a plan. Somebody say, don't quench the Spirit. Whenever God was about to do something, there was always time. You know, we've always gone through pruning. Pruning is a good thing. But we thought, my God, how much does He need to prune? I mean, you know, stub? What else needs to be there for Him to cut off? What is the deal? Somebody say, the pruning.
Pruning.
Yeah, God just got done doing the pruning, and He'll do it again if He has to. Why? He's pruning off those things which would quench the Spirit. Now I don't understand it, but I receive it and I rejoice. Because God's got to work for this house. God's got to work for this house. And it's not based on how good I am and how good you are or who comes in here or how much money we got. God's got to work for this house and He will accomplish it by His Spirit. I don't know what valleys we've got to go through, but I know we'll get through them. I don't know how many insults we got to embrace, glory to God, or whatever's got to come, but all I know this is that we will accomplish what God told us to accomplish in Jesus' name. Somebody say, let the Spirit move. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Say it again. How many of you learning anything right now?
Yeah.
Quench not the Spirit. You have no idea what kind of stuff I'm talking to tonight that we've experienced in 5 years. Stuff that you don't even hear, stuff that you don't even see. God sees the heart, and God knows. You don't have to go plucking people out and doing stuff. God knows, and He'll fix it. The devil can't stop you. He'll try to go along with you. If he can't stop you, he'll try to go along with you. And there are certain things we haven't realized that we've got to see in the spirit of the Holy Ghost and learn some things. We've been all kinds of devils and demons out, nervous. Last resort, it's like he opened up hell and sent out whatever he could send and say, get over there quick. Do whatever you got to do. Quick, stop. Stop. Get along with that distract. Do whatever you got to do. Go do whatever you got to do. We're about to lose here. Quench not the spirit. It means don't extinguish. So say, don't extinguish. Now listen, this means don't cause morale to go down. See, we just think that quenching the spirit is just, oh, the anointing is moving. You're just stopping the anointing. Yeah, that's one way. But there are a lot of people, you know, you ever went to high school and say, we got spirit. Yes, we do. We got spirit. How about you? How many of y'all have done that? Come on. I got spirit. Yes, I do. I got spirit. How about you? And there's some people ain't got nothing. Somebody say, praise God. When God says, listen, many times you're quenching the spirit. Attitudes. Bad confession. Always moping, always griping. God says, don't quench the spirit. If there's a spirit of joy, if there's a spirit that, hey, we can do this. Amen. And the only thing they got is a spirit saying, hey, I got some wind in me. Let's go for it. Don't quench it. Some say, don't cause morale to go down. It also says, don't be a party pooper. Don't be a killjoy. Don't cause others to lose their zeal or excitement. Some say, God will get those that quench the spirit out of the way. God removed every killjoy that I could possibly think of out of my way. God wants to see, this is a place where His Spirit's supposed to move. So His Spirit's not going to be able to move. And there's some places where it's not going to move. It doesn't matter. Amen. There's nothing there to quench. But there's a place where His Spirit's got to get some things accomplished. He's going to get away those things that would distinguish, amen, extinguish the Spirit of the Holy Ghost or the Spirit of God or the morale of the people. The anointing of God is going to get on people and cause them to do some unusual, wonderful things. So God's gotten things out of the way that would cause us to lose our zeal or our excitement. It's a terrible thing to cause people to stumble. Jesus had the Spirit to obey the Father and go all the way with God. And then Peter got up there and said, oh, Lord, don't let this happen to you. Far be it to you, Lord. Lord, don't do this. And then Jesus turned around and said, get thee behind me, Satan, for you savors not the things that be of God. He was trying to quench the spirit of obedience in Christ. Look at somebody say, don't quench the spirit. Is all we have. Catherine Coleman had a very powerful ministry. And as Catherine Coleman would minister, she would break down in tears beyond the people because she valued and she realized that the only thing she had to do what God wanted her to do was the anointing of the Holy Ghost. She would say, oh, don't move. Don't talk. Be sensitive to the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Don't quench the Spirit. That's why God says, don't you touch my anointing. Do my prophets nor my servants no harm. Amen. The Spirit of the Holy Ghost is on them. Don't you dare try to put that out. God will fix it. Many of you have sensed the Spirit of the Holy Ghost in this house. Some of you have felt tangibly the breeze of God. One of the words for Spirit is also breeze. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say pneuma. Wind or breeze. It also is a mental disposition or an angelic spirit that's sent to help you. So say, don't quench the move. So say, when you quench the move, you'll move. So we don't want to get to the point to where we're quenching the Spirit of God. As we're rejoicing evermore, ever praying, ever giving thanks, then we realize that in the body, in the church, in that corporate, that verse 19, 20, and 21 is reference to the corporate anointing. Verse 16, 17, and 18 is your individual lifestyle. Then we said the things that you're supposed to do on your own. And then verse 19, 20, and 21 is what happens when we come together as a body. Don't you quench the morale of that body. Don't you quench the spirit of the morale of that body. Quench not the spirit. Some say despise. My God. Hallelujah. Some say despise. not prophesying. You better hear what God's saying. God's still speaking. And I taught something, but I think it's a little off. And I'm going to correct it right now as I studied a little bit more. And I thought this was just the spirit of prophecy that he was talking about. Despise not the spirit of prophecy. You know, I thought that it just meant just don't tell people, you know, when people want to stand up and prophesy, let them stand up and prophesy. It says despise not prophesying. Don't take it lightly. No, what it's really saying, when you got a supernatural anointing of prediction, this prophecy represents prediction. Think about this. When we said different things, listen, you know, there are different people of God that God can tell you things that are about to come. And the world tries to tell you, hey, that don't happen anymore. When the Spirit of God is moving, God's ready to do a great thing. God, it's God's will that nobody be led around blindly. We should be able to hear heaven, and God will speak to us. And when he speaks to us, we should not take those things lightly. Don't quench the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Don't quench the morale of the body. And when the Holy Ghost is speaking something prophetically to that body, when there's a word for that body, amen, don't you take it lightly. Marty Brockwelder came here, and he prophesied some things and predicted some things, and the things that he predicted has come to pass. There are a lot of people that fell short of that thing because they took it lightly. So say, despise, not prophecy. You don't have to believe in prophecy for this thing not to be true in your life. There are a lot of people that don't believe in prophecy. Somebody said, I saw the pastor get up there and say, listen, I had a dream last night. I believe it's God. I saw something happen. And some people just let it go in one ear and not the other ear. That's despising prophecy. A little black sister came in here about 4 or 5 months ago before a lot of stuff happened. She came in here as an intercessor. You know, now sometimes people are flaky and sometimes they're out there. Most of the time they're flaky. But every once in a while they hit something. And before she left, she stood up and she told several people, she said, you better pray. Someone's about to come out against your pastor. And you need to pray to protect because there's someone that means harm. And it's about to happen. And you need to pray that this plan will not be able to succeed. Does anybody remember that woman saying that? That thing came to pass. Somebody say prophecy.
Prophecy.
Say it one more time. Prophecy. Say it one more time.
Prophecy.
We're not to just get together and make good decisions. We're supposed to get in God and get Holy Ghost direction. Some say prophetically led. Moses didn't get out there in the wilderness and said, I think we ought to go over here. It looks good to me. Hallelujah. God said, you go this way. God said, you go that way. Amen. God says, you do this. God says, you do that. Amen. When you've heard God, stick to it. Learn to hear heaven and hold on to it. Learn to value the prophetic word. You got a man of God in this place tonight that has probably the greatest integrity concerning prophetic words ever. Brother Jesse, you know, he's still around here at the church doing all the stuff God told him to do solely with great persecution for nothing more, not just because he likes me. Thank God he likes me and he loves me and I'm his brother in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. But it's deeper than that. He heard God. And he's holding on to that prophetic word that he heard in his own heart. So if you're going to overcome, if you're going to win, if you're going to prevail, if you're going to do anything, don't kill morale when people hear a word and they're excited about a word even though the word doesn't make sense. Don't you get in there and be a killjoy. And don't you take prophetic words lightly. There are certain people that have learned to hear God. And as they heard God, they patterned their life and they made decisions and jumped out on it, though it made sense or not. They did it and God was there for them. So I'm saying, in the corporate anointing, don't allow anybody to despise prophecy. Does that believe you eat everything you get? No. Right after that, it says prove. So I say, prove all things. If you're not taking notes, that doesn't mean you're really able to prove anything. See, the devil likes to get you in doubt and unbelief. The devil likes to get you in all kind of stuff, and he likes to have you unstable. But in the church, in the move of God, in the grace of God, you have the responsibility to prove the word of God. Don't you follow a pastor, you haven't proved. Don't you get in a church, you haven't proved. You know, because the devil will come your way with all kind of stuff. I didn't just join there. Somebody say, I joined there, amen, but I'm there because I've proved it in my own heart. Through relationship, I proved it. People that haven't proved things are moved from their place. You got to do it within your own heart, within your own spirit. You got to prove it to yourself. Hey, I know this is God. I know this is the Holy Ghost. And when you've proved it in your own heart, nothing in hell will be able to shake you from your place. So if you get a prophetic word, prove it. How many times have you heard it? Who else has said it? Is it in the Word? Somebody say, how many of you are ready to go on to the next level? I'm talking corporate anointing people or people. Corporate anointing people are just not hanging out and trying to hang out. That's not the corporate anointing. If you want to get in the corporate flow of the church, yeah, and I got some more revelation. I saw that thing as well. You remember for the last year, I've been hearing explosions. You remember I would always say that, never could figure it out, explosions. I just say, I hear an explosion. I didn't know what the explosion was. We even heard an explosion on the roof one time. God gave me further revelation on that explosion, Brother Jesse. Somebody say hallelujah. God gave me further revelation on that explosion, and it just reminded me about that real quick. I'm still in sync. I saw like one of those old dynamite balls that y'all would ever see on cartoons. You ever seen that? The dynamite in the cartoons? Well, that little ball, that little metal ball don't mean nothing. But whatever's within that metal ball, the ingredients within that ball cause the explosion. And the Holy Ghost says, I'm putting the proper ingredients in the midst of that bomb, hallelujah, and there's about to be an explosion. That's one word I heard from heaven. Hallelujah. Because I believe the word of God and I'm investing in the explosion. That was the one revelation that I've got. I got that in one way that God speaks to me. I saw the dynamite ball. Then the Holy Ghost said, listen, I'm going to put the ingredients in this thing to cause an explosion. And I'm here to let you know you're one of the ingredients that's going to tap in with something else and it's going to explode. Somebody say hallelujah. I feel the burning of the Holy Ghost in this place. I feel the burning of the Holy Ghost in this place. See, people that can mix together, amen. See, if you want to get into corporate flow people are just not people that love the pastor. But I hope you do love the pastor. If you don't love the pastor, you're in the wrong church. Well, God just got me there helping out. No, you don't. No, it doesn't. It's not in the Word. It's not in the Word. It's nowhere in the Word. You have to hold on to things because you love people. That's the bottom line. You have to join Nations Church because you love the people in the church. Somebody say hallelujah. That's the primary thing. Look at somebody and say, God's trying to put some ingredients together to cause an explosion. Poof. I just heard it just now. It didn't sound like poof either. Hallelujah. Yina na nustana nisa. Next manandaro stala. Bari istene nustala mahai. Destorobu framana lustana hichirila mahai. Praise God. And those ingredients get in there, and that don't be afraid to believe in miracles. Don't be afraid to believe in stuff like that. Watch what the Holy Ghost does. I saw a part of it, the vision fulfilled, just a small portion of it fulfilled today. It really scared me this morning when I came to church. I was really scared because I had a dream last night. And the dream I had last night, I was in here doing sound check or whatever it was, and I walked out by the lobby, and as I walked out to the lobby, I know y'all are still here, so don't worry, but I saw so many people I didn't know. The place was packed, and it wasn't just in here. They just kept coming in and just coming in and just coming in and coming in with name badges on. I don't know what, you know, they had name badges on or whatever it was, and it was like they were already together. I don't know, what is this? Somebody say new thing. And I saw it by the Spirit, and it was just so, and it, so I've been thinking, well, God's going to add on slowly, you know, just slowly here, slowly there. not by this thing I saw last night, not what I'm perceiving in my spirit. Not what I'm perceiving in my spirit. And I just saw so many. And it would be like, I'm not saying a bus was out there, but the only way I could describe it, amen, because we all straggle in. When we straggle in, we're just so used to this one showing up, and then 15 minutes later, the other one show up. And it was like somebody just dumped a couple buses out there, people just coming in off the buses. But I don't believe it was buses. But that's how close they were coming in together, like that. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Saw it in the spirit. And God gave me a witness on it this morning. I walked out to the lobby, and for the first several moments, I walked out, I didn't know nobody in the place. Jesse and I were talking this morning, and they said, listen, don't you know there were more visitors in church this morning than people, than regulars? Somebody say, get ready. You get ready. You get prepared for God to use you. Hallelujah. But I ain't waiting for you. Neither is God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. How many of you believe that? I shared that with you. I share that with you. I mean, that's not just my desire. I was, you know, I could give a rip less. You know, God beat a bunch of junk out of me. He beat a bunch of junk out of me. Glory to God. I mean, oh, I got to have a big ministry. Who gives a rip? We just want to be faithful with what God gives us. And if it took 5 years to beat that out of us, good. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God. But I saw that by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. I want you to consider those things and pray about it. But the Holy Ghost showed me that. And that was a dream, and it was a color dream. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I had that dream, and God was going to do it. Amen. So despise not prophecy. Now, the Strong's word, you can look it up for yourself. The Strong's number is 4394. And that word is prediction. Now, that word prophesying means that word can be also taken for prophetic prediction. And the word despise means to least esteem or set at naught. Make nothing out of it. Make nothing out of it. What does that mean? God said it. What does that mean? God said it. See, many of us, we think, well, Lord, if anything happens, I don't care what happens tomorrow. I don't care what we go through. I don't care who goes. I want you all to stay, and I believe you are. Amen. I could give a rip less, because it doesn't matter what goes on in the meantime. It matters what he said. That's going to come about. And he used that keyboard thing. See, I'm a weird one. No, I'm not. But you got to learn how God deals with me tonight. He just said, I'm going to do what I said I'm going to do. He said, remember, you never believed that you'd ever get to play the keyboard? Play it. And I played it good too. Hallelujah. I'm not boasting. I'm boasting in the Lord. I was just making the devil real mad. God did it. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Father. Thank you. Sisters yelling at you and screaming, stop beating on that tub, crazy. I had two instruments. I had a tub and a coffee table. Hallelujah. And I played it for hours, playing the coffee table. Somebody say, hallelujah. 20 years later, glory to God. Hallelujah. I can play with the anointing of the Holy Ghost, and it's going to get better. Not because I want to be a superstar, but just because I know about the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I want to be the most anointed thing you ever heard on the keyboard. Why? Because God did it. Hallelujah. Because it was what he took a desire. Amen. A desire. Playing on the water. He said, that's all right. You play the water. You know, and if I'm able to bless somebody today, that little 9 or 10 year old crazy little boy banging on water one day. If you've been blessed by that keyboard playing at any time in your life, how many of you been blessed by my little keyboard playing? I mess up sometimes, but you've been blessed by it, you shouted by it, you're shouting and singing and enjoying that keyboard right now. Let me tell you where that started. It started playing in a bathtub water. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. That's my wonderful beginning. I played that water. Glory to God. I had church and we'd get blessed. Thank you, Jesus. They thought I was nuts. Probably was. Glory to God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. I've had a total of maybe 3 piano lessons. And I can't remember a thing I picked up in it. Any of them. I really started seriously playing when I got here to the Woodlands for Nations Church. They had me on the keyboard at Abundant Life, and I only knew about 4 or 5 chords. I couldn't play. The only reason why I wrote songs is because I didn't know how to play any other ones. Amen. I had to make them up. And those are the ones I made up was the ones I could remember. When you hear songs like Holy, 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 Only You Are Worthy, amen, I could play that. We needed to worship stuff, so I couldn't figure out how to sound out the other one, so I'd have to write one and play that one, amen? One of the first songs I writ was that song, Open Heaven's Door, banging on the piano. And that's the most complicated chord song that I play right now, amen? And I played that one probably before I knew B-flat. Hallelujah. I believe in the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Has nothing to do with talent whatsoever. If I can bang on water and I've blessed 10 people, I'm banging on water, glory to God. I can beat on walls, I can preach to empty chairs, glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah. I don't have a problem with preaching to an empty chair. I used to play on water. Some people said I walked on water. No, I played on water. Praise God. You sense the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I guess you just got to go home. Hallelujah. But I sense the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I'm excited about it. He did it before, he'll do it again. That crazy one playing on water. I'm playing the keyboard now. My mother came here to visit the church and she sat there with her mouth wide open because my mother did not know that I knew how to play the keyboard. The last thing she remembered, I was playing on water. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. He did it before, he'll do it again. And when he did it before, circumstances were 1,000 times worse. I'm talking about rejoicing. That's what I mean when I say rejoice. You know, if you feel overwhelmed by the little stuff you're dealing with, amen, little stuff you're dealing with, think about the big one you already dealt with and won. Amen. That's what David did. Never said, who is this? I remember the bear. I remember the lion. You just think I was crazy. They used to say the same thing. Now they call for prayer. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying. Amen. So say, prove all things, hold fast. So say, hold fast. It's not enough just to hold. You got to learn how to hold fast. Hold fast to that which is good. Everybody say, hold fast. Say it again, hold fast. That's how you're going to keep a corporate anointing. Hold on to it. You hear a promise of God and that thing, and it looks like it's just seeping out of your hands. Some say, hey, I'm going to hold on to it. God say you're going to fill the house. Hold on to it. Somebody say hallelujah. You know, you're supposed to make it out, and it looks like you're going the other way. Hold on. Just hold on. Sometimes you got to hold on with your eyes closed. Hold on. Don't let go. Don't let go of God. Hold on to the promise. Hold on to your victory. Hold on to your shout. Hold on to your enthusiasm. Glory to God. Hold fast. Don't just wait. Hold fast. It's the difference between just waiting to finish getting beat up. Amen. That's not what God's talking about. He's talking about holding fast with a confession. Hold fast to that which is good. And the word of God is always good. Hallelujah. Did y'all get anything out of that tonight? And let your word abide. Speak to my heart, Lord. Oh my heart. Give me your holy word. If I can hear from you. If I can hear. Then I know what. Then I know what to do. I won't go alone. So that I won't go alone. I'll never go on. Me too.